Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Welcome to FCA Connect. I'm Heather Keener, the Marketing and Communications Director for Fairfield Christian Academy. Today I have two student guests, Brianna Smith and Abby Miller, who are seniors at FCA. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here today. These two students are my helpers at school. They're my mentor students, which means that we work together on things to help them figure out what they want to do in life, and then they help me with things that I need to accomplish for the school. So it's kind of a fun little ride together, and today I just wanted to introduce them to you and let them tell you about their senior project, which I think is really cool. So we are, remember, going into our 20th year this year. This is our 20th anniversary year, Fairfield Christian Academy. And so they have a really interesting senior project that we thought of when we started talking about the 20th anniversary. So ladies, tell us how long you've been at FCA.
I've been at FCA since second grade. So, a long time.
Okay, and that's Abby's voice. And then, Brianna, how about you?
I've been at FCA since pre-K.
Pre-K. So, really, really long time, huh? That's really cool. I mean, not all of the students here have been here since the beginning, you know. We get new students all the time. You know, we have that shadow day in the springtime, and people try us out, and then maybe they join us as a sophomore or any number of changes happen in this student body every year, and we kind of like it that way. It's fun. But we're trying to be welcoming to those who want to be in an environment where they get to learn about the Lord and their studies at the same time. So colleges, careers, what you looking at? Anything?
I'm not really sure where I want to go to college yet, but I've gone on lots of college visits, and I don't really know what I want to do for a career either, but I'm still looking into it.
We've been talking about some things, though, right?
Yeah.
Varied things, which is good. That's okay.
Right.
At your age, you know, you do want to find what you want to do, but it starts by figuring out what things you like to do, right? So,
I've been looking at a lot of OU and maybe like Ohio State and Cincinnati.
Okay.
But I don't really know which one I want to apply to yet. And I think I'm going to go into business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So some visits coming up again?
Yeah.
Do another round of visits?
More
and
visits.
See what you think. Okay. So we have a lot of different activities here at FCA. What kind of things do you guys do?
I play two sports at FCA. I run track and I cheer. And since FCA doesn't have a soccer team, I play for Canal.
Which is really cool. So yeah. If there is a sport here that we don't have enough students to play, you can then play for your residential public school. So that's really cool. I think that's nice. So that seems to be the thing you love the most, right?
Yes, of course.
Nice.
I only play one sport. I play basketball. I really love it. Our team is really good. And it really makes me happy.
That is fun. It's fun when you're winning a lot,
right?
So the other two things I wanted us to talk about today, we talked about before this, senior trip, senior project. These are the two big things that you guys have going on this year that nobody else gets to experience, but everybody's thinking about as they get into high school. The senior trip, where are you going?
Hawaii.
All right. What you doing there?
Well,
that's a solid question.
Yeah, that's a good question. But part of the week we do missions work and we serve others, and then the other part of the week we have fun.
It's like do split a lot of 50-50. Cool stuff.
Right. Yeah. So part of it is the whole
we work at Orphanages
together and
help build buildings and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
It's based around like we need to do more fun stuff if we get the work done early.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That is like normal life.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And then senior project. That is your capstone project for old folks out there that know. there generally is like a big project at the end of your high school career, and you get to choose, or does someone tell you what to do?
We get to choose.
Okay. So you all came down to my office that first day of school, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Talked with me about the 20th anniversary. So what turned it out to be your senior project?
Our senior project is we want to give back the alumni and bring them back for a basketball game and just kind of like to talk and
just spend time together.
Yeah, spend time together.
We're also highlighting the Final Four team that we had back in 2013.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring them back for the game.
Okay, so that was 5 years ago for them.
Yep.
And this year, that being that 20th year open as Fairfield Christian Academy, it's the 15th reunion for our first graduating class. So having an all-class reunion, inviting everybody back, is kind of interesting because for us, we have, what, like 450? How many graduates did we have? 460? Something like that?
Something around there, yeah.
A total over all the years. So for us, the kids are, you know, while they're here, they're friends with people older, younger, all kinds of different ages. And I think everyone's going to want to see each other as much as I want to see them. I want to see these people their children, and I want to see what they're doing now. And I think that most of our staff and faculty feel the same way. So what's your date?
December 22nd.
Okay, so that's a Friday night. It's a basketball game night, and we're going to plan something maybe before and after. And
yeah, probably.
Yep.
Okay, so if someone out there is listening and they're saying, I've never heard of this before, how do they get information? How do they get in touch with you? What do you want them to do? Do you want them to email you?
Yeah, that'd be preferred. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just give them my email because we're on the radio. So that would be hkeener@fcanights.us, and then I will forward your information to these young ladies. That way they can make sure that you're on the invitation list and you get some kind of notification. Now, they can also go to that FCA alumni Facebook page, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they can send us a message there. Just find us on Facebook, and we'll try to get some information out to everyone. Because I know we've already received a lot of emails just by reaching out on social media. So that should be very exciting. So let's see. Other activities coming down the pike. There might be something important happening tomorrow, right? What do we got tomorrow night, the football game?
Yep.
Homecoming. High school homecoming, right? This is a big deal. Apparently not as big a deal to you.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I'm really excited.
So Friday night, we've got the Millersport High School is our home field. So we're playing Burn Union there at 7 p.m. We've got a tailgate party at 5 p.m. And then we've got the homecoming festivities with the queen crowning and all of that, the attendance and the flowers and the moms and dads and all of that fun will start at 6:15. So we would like to invite the public to join us for our tailgate party. That would be fun. Have nothing to do on a Friday night and you don't know where to go for a football game, join us and we'll have a good time together up there at Millersport High School. Again, 5 p.m. for the tailgate party and 6:15 for the homecoming festivities, 7 o'clock starts the football game. And it's supposed to cool off, which would be great.
That would be great.
So it won't be 95 by then. So that should be good. And then we get to have a homecoming dance on Saturday, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So that'll be great, too. Senior class garage sale, transitioning. Talk to me about that.
Basically, whatever we get from the senior class garage sale goes towards our senior trip. So whoever gets to help out and work the garage sale or take donations in the morning and afternoon gets the portion towards our senior trip.
Okay, so if you are just a senior that's just going and you never help anybody, do you get some of that?
Nope, you don't get any money.
Okay, so all the people that are working toward the garge sale will
get the money.
It'll help them.
It'll get split.
Okay, so if I have some stuff in my basement, which I do, when can I bring it?
Before school or after school.
Okay, so someone will be out there at the barn in our parking lot.
Yep. Yeah.
And you can
just
drive up and
there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so folks out there, we would appreciate your donations. It's a great time to clean out the fall clutter, do your spring cleaning in the spring, and then your fall clutter clean out in the fall. And, of course, invite you to come shop with us because we do know that one man's trash is another man's treasure, and People keep saying that to me, but I feel like I've just got an abundance of stuff in my house, of course, because I have four children, so they have more things than I have, I think. So senior class garage sale helps the senior trip, mm-hmm. gets these kids to Hawaii so that they can have a great experience and do some mission work at the same time. So we do team building and getting to know each other and lifetime friendships, stuff like that, right?
Yep.
So have you talked to any of the seniors from last year about either coming home for the alumni event or maybe what their senior trip was like?
I've talked to a few. Especially last year's seniors, a lot of them said that they can attend and that mm-hmm. they're excited about it. And I talked to a few people that graduated 4 years ago, okay. maybe five, I don't remember. But he said that he talked to all of them and that it's really exciting and to see what everyone's doing.
Right.
So I think that it will probably go well, but it will go better if you guys reach out to people that you know.
Yes. Word of mouth helps. I was even thinking about that with my own, 20th class reunion passed, and I'm headed toward the 25th class reunion. And I think it's mostly by word of mouth,
yeah.
because honestly, there's no magic mailing list or, I guess after you have a couple reunions, then you get a mailing list together and people keep in touch. But this first one, especially for us, with all the different age groups, we're counting on parents and grandparents and friends and neighbors to just spread the word and talk with folks that they know that were our students. And if you were a student, call the people that you keep in touch with and try to get them here so that they can take a look at some of the changes that have happened here. So you guys saw the field outside. They started putting up the fence.
Yes, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's
so
exciting.
And the grass is coming up. So we've got the athletic complex still in the works. If there's anyone out there that has an interest in supporting that, this is the first time we've had an outdoor athletic complex here at FCA ever. And it's right here on the church's property, and they're allowing us to develop that for, there's a great big football practice area, there's a big baseball and softball practice area, a lot of green space that will be useful for multiple sports. So contact us if you're interested in being a part of that. And again, we would appreciate it if you would spread the word about the alumni event, Friday, December 22nd, right?
Yep.
Before and after the basketball game, and maybe we'll get some of those alumni basketball guys back here to see them too. So thank you all for joining us for FCA Connect today. I'm Heather Keener, along with Brianna Smith and Abby Miller. We hope that you have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.